and get my cot over deep on the way here.
So I think there's an indication that I should make this move long. But it's not going to be, it's going to be very short, and all it is really is a is an insight into, thank you, is an insight into, just as an insight into Shavuos that I believe, without this insight it's not shaykh to be, Bichlal going to Shavuos without it. I was supposed to be yesterday already, I'm going to deal with it yesterday, so you're going to get it late. I assume everybody is well into the parsha of what we're dealing with at the moment. The days between Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, and Shavuos are days of enormous hisayiris, days of enormous opportunity, and not to be wasted. Particularly Erev Shavuos. The Kedusha of Erev Shavuos is, the Mephoshim talk about it, the Balei Musa talk about it, the Avoida of this time is Tefillah. Is Tefillah. Is, I want to understand your Torah Hashem. I want to be Zeichet to your Torah Hashem. We can't do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. We can do all these studies, we can do all the studying, all the learning, but we can't do it without Tefillah. The person who wants to understand reality, who wants to be a part of reality, needs Torah. And the day you get Torah is on Shavuos. In abundance. But you have to daven for it. The Chasam Soisi used to seclude himself from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Shavuos, locked up in a room crying, davening for Torah. Because if you want something badly enough, you daven for it. If you have to pay the mob back tomorrow, and you know if you don't, what they're going to do to you, and you haven't got money, you daven. You daven. That's how we have to daven for Torah. So that's what the Avoider now, today, tomorrow is a time of enormous hisayiris, and the opportunity, the gates are wide open. This is Zman Kabbalah HaTorah. There's a Mishnah, which you're familiar with, in Pekah Avos, on the Shabbos before Shavuos, just like Pesach has its Shabbos Agadol, Yom Kippur has its Shabbos Shuva, Shavuos has its Shabbos Kinyan HaTorah, on which we learn the sixth perek of Pirkei Avos. It's not even really part of Pirkei Avos. It's a addition, brisa. There's hints. I'm not going to go into the details now, but there's hints there that it is the same power as the Nevi'im. It comes from the same place as Nevuah. Not that it's Nevuah, but it has the same authority as the Nevi'im. And in there are the Kinyanei HaTorah. Now the Kinyan HaTorah, there's one aspect of them that are mamash apella. I'm just trying to see where they are. Yeah. Somebody have another siddur that actually is a little bit. Oh, here we go. Go. If you were writing a manual on how to learn Torah, there's a chair. No, you want to sit. If you're writing a manual on how to learn Torah, so when you go through the list, some of them make a lot of sense. But Talmud, you have to learn. I mean, that would be that everyone understands. You want to learn Torah, you have to learn.
Yaakov spoke about that last week. Not the Pashas that everyone's remember. Start learning first.
You have to learn first, yeah. The first halach in the Shulchan Aruch says get out of bed. You know, you have to remember to get out of bed. You can't start working until you get out of bed. The Torah has to tell you that. According to some, Ravolbi, it's Talmud means you have to learn from a Rebbe. If you're not learning from a Rebbe, it's not called Torah. Shmias Ha'ezen, you have to concentrate, you have to listen. Arikha Sasan, you have to talk it out, the Venus Halev, the Aima, even a certain awe and respect for what you're getting. The Simcha, Shimush Chachomim, all these things you understand are part and parcel of being kind of Torah. But if you go through the list, Oivas Amokam, you have to love Hashem. Oivas Abrius, you have to love your fellow man. Over satzadokos, you have to love righteousness. Over some maishorim, over satzachochos. Noisim ba'al chaveiroi, you have to be beloved. All these things that I've just read not only don't seem to have anything to do with learning Torah and acquiring Torah, but they seem to be detrimental to it. If I'm busy learning Torah and I'm trying to acquire Torah, and my friend's in pain and I have to close my Gemara to go help my friend, how's it going to help me learn Torah? How am I going to acquire Torah? I'm not saying these shouldn't be part and parcel of a Jew's repertoire. That these are wonderful midas and a person should have them. But what do they have to do with Kinyan HaTorah? What are they doing in Perek Kinyan HaTorah? The worst thing to do for learning Torah is to go help another Jew. Feel his pain. When you're davening, daven for him. How does that help with my Kinyan HaTorah? So Zoicha the Shabbos, to spend Shabbos with the Mashgiach of Lakewood. And he brought a Maharal. I'm not one that usually throws Maharals around, but if he quoted the Maharal, I'm certainly allowed to. The Maharal says a Moedik in Satya, and it's a Yusod that we all know. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but it's Kedai to see it inside, and it's Kedai to have it reinforced Erev Shavuos. And Pashas Yisroel, Klal Yisroel arrives at Hasina. They should. It's still in here. Oh. B'chodesh Hashlishi Yitzeis Bnei Yisroel Meretz Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh of Sivan, Klal Yisroel, from the time they left Mitzrayim, B'yoyim Hazeh Rosh Chodesh. Bo Midbar Sinai, they arrived in Midbar Sinai. The Yisum Yerufidim, they left Yerufidim. The Yevo Midbar Sinai, and they came to Midbar Sinai. The Yachanu B'Midbar, they encamped in the desert. The Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. The Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. The Jewish people encamped Neged Ahar, facing the mountain, facing the mountain. Rashi. The Yachan Yisrael Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, as one man. That's very cute, but where's that pshat in the pasuk? What's Rashi telling me? So they were one man, they had one heart. Rashi telling me pshat in the pasuk. What's got to do with pshat in the pasuk? And weiter, Aval Shah Kol HaChaniyos, all the other encampments, B'Tarumos U'B'Machlekes. This was the only encampment, according to Rashi, of all the encampments where the Jewish people were actually united. All the other encampments were machlekas and arguments and kvetching. What forces Rashi to say this pshat is the singular of the Loshen Vayichan Sham. In all the other places it says Vayachanu. They encamped. Here it says they encamped in the singular. Well, it's not they encamped. It encamped. Yeah? And you'll panel next year with all the Ulpan guys. Vayichan Sham. It encamped. The Jewish people as a whole encamped. That's what forces Rashi to explain here. Be'ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. Ke'ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. One person. One united vision. The Maral says from here that you have to understand something very important when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah. The Torah was not given to any individuals, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Mamela, you're part of Klal Yisrael, you're zoichet to Kabbalah Satorah. But if you're not part of Klal Yisrael, then you don't get the Torah. You can learn as much as you want. You can steig as much as you want. You can look the part as much as you want. But if you're not part of Klal Yisrael, you don't get the Torah. Just an aside, that was why Sinas Chinim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Not because Sinas Chinim is necessarily worse than Shvichas Domim, Gilui Arayos and Ritzicha, but Sinas Chinam means you're not part of Klal Yisrael anymore. Normally you're not part of Klal Yisrael anymore, that prevents the Shekhinah from having a relationship with you. You don't need the Shekhinah having a relationship with you anymore, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So the Shekhinah was misalek, the Shekhinah removed itself, and then Nebuchadnezzar came and knocked down the walls. But what Sinas Chinam does is it takes you out of being part of Klal Yisrael. Kabbalah HaTorah requires a commitment to being part of Klal Yisrael. Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. And that comes from an understanding of who's giving the Torah. It's not so easy again with a nudnik next door, or to take time out from your learning to go help somebody who perhaps doesn't have a chavrusa and he's sitting alone, or chavrusa or misoso, his mum is dead, and you can do tchias amazing by saying, "Do you want to learn with me for 15 minutes?" And but I can't. He's much weaker than me, and I can't learn properly. If one does that, then one's part of Klal Yisrael. How do you do that? By understanding that he's part of Klal Yisrael as well. How did he become part of Klal Yisrael? The same way I did. Because we all got the same daddy. Who gave the Torah? How did Klal Yisrael say Na'aseh V'Nishma? Not because I understood anything that was in the Torah, but they understood who was giving it. When you go to a doctor, and the doctor says, "Take this medicine," you go to the pharmacy with a script. The pharmacist says to you, "Do you know what's in here?" He's not giving you a whole breakdown of the chemical composition and the possible reactions and whatever. You say to him, "Do me a favor, keep quiet." I trust the doctor, you know, I've been getting this guy for 30 years. I trust the doctor, he's got a good track record. If he says, take the medicine, I take the medicine. He's not taking the medicine because he understands the medicine. He's taking the medicine because he understands the doctor. Clarissa said, nice of initial because I understood who gives the Torah. If a Kosh Baruch Hu says, take this, it's good for you, you don't start questioning what's in it. You take it afterwards, you learn it, you understand it. You have a chiyuv to learn and understand it. If you understand that being part of Klal Yisrael means being part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then it's not that difficult. Because that's the Ikar Avodah. The Ikar Avodah in this world, and we've said it 1,000 times in this room. Rav Matisyahu Solomon told us the following Maisa. He said, when he heard this Maisa, he didn't believe it. But he went to the stipler, and I'll tell you, that itself is a Maisa worth telling. The Chazon Ish, in the old days of Bnei Brak, there were Bnei Brak was basically a desert surrounded by orchards. There were like a few huts, probably much what Tifach looks like today, and then orchards. So he was going for a walk one day with one of the Talmidim in the orchard, and he stopped at a certain place and he said, earlier on, two Bochrim from Ponovich were learning here, yeah? And one of the Bochrim said, Gavald the Kechidish, and he told him what the Kechidish was. He didn't tell him what the Kechidish was, I can't remember, but he said, I heard this one of Matisyahu Solomon, the story. So I don't know. He said he heard the story.
Who was speaking? Yeah.
The Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish told one of these Talmidim that earlier on this evening, two Bochrim learnt on this spot, and one of them said a Gevaldike Chiddush. So Matisyahu said he heard the story many times and he never believed it. Never believed it, that you can be walking and the impact of someone's learning, is still there afterwards for somebody to come and feel. So he said he went to the stipler and he asked the stipler whether he knew the story and what the stipler thought of the story. And the stipler said to him, Avada and it's Poshut. Of course, and it's Poshut. Which means Poshut could do it as well. When a person's learned Torah, it leaves a ratio, it leaves something in the air that someone who's sensitive enough can sense it, can feel it, because that is reality. Torah is reality. I'm not asking you to understand these stories. Neither of those stories do I understand. But if he tells me that he went to the stipler and the stipler said, Avada and his poshut, he says, Peledika Maisa. He himself was blown away by the Maisa. So I don't know what to do with a Maisa like that, but it seems it has some power. So I've said it 1,000 times in this room.
Okay.
We don't even remember it having been said, even after we've listened to the tape record, let alone being able to sense what was left of it. Is that the reason why we're in this world is to build a relationship with Hashem. That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, that's what we're in this world for. All the mitzvahs are there to get us to the mitzvah of love Hashem. That's what it's about. If you have any other real goals in this world, then you should maybe go learn Torah again and see exactly what you're doing. Because that's really what we're in this world for. It's all about a relationship with Hashem. And if you love somebody, then you love what they love. And if you understand how much Hashem loves the Jewish people, then it's not hard to be part of the Jewish people, even when the guy's irritating you. He's irritating you, fine, so be irritated. Be irritated. Don't let that get in the way of being part of Klal Yisrael. Because without that, it's not Shaykh to be Kohen Torah. It comes from tefillah, it comes from learning, it comes from being empathetic. You can't always solve everybody's problems. There's a very, very wealthy man, very, very big bald stocker. A certain Rosh Yeshiva went to him and said, listen, I understand, you know, the whole world's problems comes across your table. You must be seeing thousands and thousands of requests. Some of the, you know, worst case scenarios that come across your desk for stocker. And you can't help everybody. You can't fix everybody's problems. But at least as it comes across your desk, say a short tefillah for the person. You can't help. But you're at the fulcrum of the whole of the Klal Yisrael suffering. You know what opportunity you have? Every time you see someone suffering, you can't help. You can't change the situation. But just Hashem help the guy. A tefillah. Some form of empathy. A caring, a sharing. That makes you part of Klal Yisrael. If we can do this, if we can get this right, then we should be zoiche on Shavuos to Nemestik HaKabbalah HaTorah. There's another aspect which I don't want to belabor now. We'll discuss it on maybe straight after Shavuos. There's how you come to the mountain, Vayichon Shom Neged Ahar, with an appreciation of Atav Chatanim Mikol Amim, of all the nations of the world, of all the billions of people in the world. Hashem chose me, Bnei Bechayri, His only child, to get His Torah and to fulfill His mission in the world. How you come to the Har. Ki ish echad b'leiv echad is critical, as we've just seen. How you leave the mountain could be even more important. One of the most devastating moments in Jewish history that we don't really know about. But when Mashiach comes, all the Sifrei Torah are going to have to be rewritten because of this. Okay, was how he left the mountain. You know the pasuk Vayiv in Sarai, is not in the place where it should be. You know that? The Pasuk Vayibin Saren, which we say 3-4 times a week when you open the Aron HaKodesh, if you go look in the Psukim where it is, in wherever it is, go look it up, you'll see that it's between two inverted bets. Yeah, Chazal tell us that that's not where it's supposed to be. It just came to be mafsik bein peronis leperonius. It came to be mafsik between two terrible events that you can't have next to each other. So Hashem put these psukim of a yevin sorrow in between them to be mafsik, to separate between the peronis and the peronius. The one peronius is where the Klal Yisrael complained about the food situation, the catering in the desert wasn't up to their liking, so they complained. And the other one is the way Klal Yisrael left the mountain. They left the mountain not in a very good way, in so devastatingly bad a way that you have to put a special pasuk in there to be mafsik between that and the Jewish people's complaining about the food, because you put those two together, no one's going to be able to function properly. You can't have those two together. It's too serious. How did they leave the mountain? I'll leave you with a kasha, maybe give you something to think about. Maybe we'll look at the teretz afterwards. How did they leave the mountain? So Tosis in the Mos Shabbos, Tosis says they left the mountain like a child flees from cheder. You ever watch kids go to school? It's like the slowest thing you'll ever see. Ever watch them when they leave? Don't stand in the gate. Don't stand in the way of the gate by the cheder when the kids leave school. You'll get trampled. That's how we left Har Sinai. That's what Tosis says. The kasha is, the Jewish people didn't do anything in the Midbar, coming and going, without the Ananei Kovod. When the Ananei Kovod moved, the Jewish people moved. When the Ananei Kovod stood still, they stood still. So vice versa, when they left the mountain, they left because the Ananei Kovod left. So what's the kitrug against them because they left like a child fleeing out of cheder? Okay, I'll give you a clue. Go have a look at the Jewish people when they crossed Yamsuf, after the Kriyas Yamsuf, after they crossed the Yamsuf. Go have a look there in the Chumash, see what happened. We'll discuss that afterwards, because a very important yesod of how a person has to go out of Shavuos, because the period, I mentioned this at the beginning of the Zman is divided into two parts, up to Shavuos, and then from Shavuos to Tisha B'Av. They're two very different headspaces, two different avoiders, and we're at the watershed. How you leave Shavuos determines whether you have a Tisha B'Av or not, whether Klal Yisrael has a Tisha B'Av or not. If we leave Shavuos properly, it could be we can prevent, and that's our job after Shavuos, is to try and prevent Tisha B'Av, or at least to turn Tisha B'Av around into a Chag. So we'll talk about that later. The avoider right now is to make sure, first of all, that obviously that you're learning, davening, preparing yourself. But remember, Klal Yisrael is getting the Torah, not you, not me. No individuals are going to get the Torah. Your only shaykhus to Torah is your shaykhus to Klal Yisrael. Hashem should bless us. We should all be zeicher to an emistik kabbalah satayim.